Millville, New Jersey, 1951. Gleaming cars line a street of suburban houses. A smart young guy, with his hair slicked in a side parting, crosses the road carrying a guitar case. He talks to camera.
You want to hear the real story? I'm the one you want to talk to, Tommy DeVito. Wasn't for me, we all would have wound up in the trunk of somebody's car with a bullet in our head. There's even a street named after me. Of course, it don't come easy. You gotta have talent and skill and vision and luck.
He finds a coin in a phone booth. At Vito's barbershop, another slick young guy, Frankie, sings as he sweeps the floor. An old mobster, Jip DiCarlo, is in the chair being lathered up for a shave by Vito.
Frankie, where's my single?
Oh, coming up, Mr. DiCarlo.
Frankie goes to get an espresso.
Vito, I'm gonna get my boy here his own chair.
It's not ready yet, Chip.
Yeah.
Frankie, you wanna give me a shave?
Yeah, sure.
Give him the razor, go ahead.
Vito looks worried.
Yeah, all right.
Frankie takes the razor.
Suave, Louis. He's not gonna cut my throat, are you, Frankie?
No, Mr. DiCarlo.
A lot of people like to, huh? Yeah, nice and close.
Party time.
What?
Dio mio, aiuti.
What?
No,
it's just a nothing. Can you hear me the witch hazel?
It's a little, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
It's a nick.
Sorry, Mr. DiCarlo.
Maybe you should phone ahead, eh, Tommy?
I'm sorry, Jip, I didn't figure.
I know, you usually don't.
Jimmy.
It's a nick.
I'll finish it.
Give calm me. Down, Vito. What's a little blood between friends?
Sorry, Mr. DiCarlo.
It's all right.
Jip DiCarlo. Sure, they had elections, but you wanted something done or undone in New Jersey? Jip was the man. And I gotta say, I had a special relationship with him.
Tommy, you pick up my dry cleaning.
Oh, sure thing, Jip. It's already at your house.
Okay. Drop Frankie, then take me home.
Right away.
You doing your exercises?
Yeah.
A voice like yours, it's a gift from God. The world is gonna hear that voice, you understand?
Sure, Mr. DiCarlo. It's just,
What?
I don't know, I just wish things would start to happen.
Impatient, huh? Don't worry. You work hard, everything follows. Am I right, Tommy?
Bigger than Sinatra, Jip. My hand to God. There were three ways out of the neighborhood. You join the army, maybe you get killed. You get mobbed up, you might get killed that way. Or you get famous. For us, it was two out of three.
Tommy parks the big black car on a street of apartment buildings. On the wall in Frankie's apartment is a fancy clock with framed photos of Frank Sinatra and the Pope set into it. Frankie's mother peers out of a window. Frankie gets out of the car. Jip gets out and hugs him.
It's gonna be good.
Be careful, huh?
Yeah.
Jip gets back in the car. Frankie gestures to Tommy and shuts the door. Tommy drives Jip away. Frankie has dinner with his mother and father.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand the infatuation with these mameluke bums. Because that's what they are, Frankie. You hang out with them, you either end up dead or in jail.
All right. She's right, huh? Just listen. Learn something.
Oh, hey, I gotta go.
Hey,
gotta
finish go. Your
get
dinner.
Eat, I finished Frank.
That. I don't want anybody to get up. Hello, Mr. Castelluccio.
Hey,
Mr.
Tom.
Castelluccio.
You hungry?
I'm fine, thank you.
The window, everybody knows. Now, where are you going tonight?
We got a rehearsal.
Yeah, we got a rehearsal for this.
Yeah,
Friday.
It's a dance at the high school.
Uh-huh. You better not be drinking, huh? We're using drugs.
No. Him? Forget, he's an angel. Mm-hmm. Sounds like one, too. Who does he get that from, you or your wife?
Not me.
Not you?
Frankie's mom steps up to Tommy.
What's that?
Please.
What?
You keep an eye on Frankie.
Mrs. Castelluccio, I never let anything happen to Frankie. My hand to God.
For later. Easy. Frankie,
what's
no
this?
Munch. Give me a kiss. The two of you. Be careful.
Meatballs, my own mama.
Right.
I want
come
you
here.
Home, 11 o'clock.
You.
All right.
No later.
Yeah, good night.
Okay, be careful, you all two, right. Please.
Yeah.
11 o'clock, Frank.
Here it is.
Frankie's mum sighs. Later, Frankie, Tommy, and Tommy's brother Nick pull up outside a deli in a Studebaker.
All right, Frankie. You look, you listen, you understand? What's the high sign?
Silhouettes.
Tommy lets Frankie out of the back of the car.
All right, don't screw this up, you understand?
Yeah.
It's for real. Real casual-like.
Frankie. Frankie goes and stands casually outside the deli. The others drive off. In an alley round the side, Tommy and Nick try to shift a large safe.
Come on, come on, go. Push, push the fucking thing. I am pushing the fucking thing.
Frankie spots a policeman walking up the street and sings in the direction of the alleyway.
Took a walk and past your house late last night from within a dim lit cast.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, Officer Mike, how you doing?
What's with the concert?
Oh, it's good acoustic, so the sound bounces off the wall there.
Aren't you supposed to be home by 11?
Yeah, the truth, it's my girl. She lives there. I'm wooing her.
Wooing, huh?
Yeah, making love with music. Silhouettes, silhouettes, silhouettes trial. Silhouettes, silhouettes, silhouettes trial.
Hey, down there, shut the hell up. We're trying to sleep.
The mother don't like me.
Okay, nice try. Why don't you get out of here before I gotta run you in, huh?
Yeah, sure, Mikey.
Frankie runs off.
Sorry for the disturbance, ma'am.
Tommy and Nick shift the heavy safe.
Watch my coming!
Frankie runs up as they reach the car.
Come on, slow, slow. You couldn't open it inside. How are you gonna open it at home, huh? We can't open
Shut
up.
Shut the fuck up and push.
Get in, get in. Come on!
They tip the safe onto the open trunk and the front of the car lifts up.
Fuck your mother's ass. Come on, go, go, go!
They push the safe.
Come on. Frankie, step on the fucking gas!
Shit.
Shit!
Frankie puts his foot down. The car weaves along the road on its back wheels, with the safe hanging out of the boot. Frantic, the others chase after him. Frankie loses control of the car, and it swerves towards a jeweler's shop. It smashes through the shop window. They gawp at the wreckage.
Come on, let's go!
They run off down the street.
You all right?
Tommy, Nick, and another guy, Nick Massey, play in a band in the Strand Club. People sit at tables enjoying the music. Frankie stands at the back watching.
Oh, I love you, my darling, I truly, truly love you, my darling, and I've been thinking of you.
We are the Variety Trio. I'm Tommy DeVito, plus we got my brother Nicky DeVito.
How you doing?
And on bass guitar, we got Nick Mays. And now, right here on our stage, before I bring out the Vienna Boys Choir and Topo Gigio, I would love to introduce you to a new discovery of mine, little Frankie Castelluccio. Frankie, get on up here. Come on, don't be shy.
Can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
A pretty red-haired girl at the front, Angela, turns to her friend.
He is so good.
Frankie smiles nervously and turns to Tommy.
Hey, just say goodnight.
Nice. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for coming. Hope you enjoyed your reading.
In the dressing room.
Anybody see my lighter?
Hey, look who it is.
Hey. What do you want?
There he is.
You sang good tonight.
Thank you.
It was good, not great.
They seem to like it.
Oh, yeah? Look what we got over here. We got an audience expert over here. I'll tell you when they like it, okay?
I'm just saying, Don.
All right, maybe you shouldn't say so much and just start listening, huh? Move, move.
What?
By the way, you see the redhead in the front row?
It's not under there.
Not on. I seen a clock in you. I think you can get in there.
Nah, she was with somebody.
Oh, yeah? So you take her for a spin.
Like in what?
Taking the in the Plymouth.
You gonna lend me your car?
I might just lend you the car.
Bullshit.
Hey, just don't wrap yourself around the tree, all right? I don't have to fill out a lot of forms. Look at him, he's chomping at the bit. What's the matter with you? Sit down. There's a couple of things you gotta know first.